Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of your word and the way that it points to your Son, and we pray that you would open our hearts and minds afresh to him this morning, and we ask for his sake. Amen. Sit down. Well, today, of course, is Mothering Sunday, and that's a great chance to think about our mothers. We can be thankful for them as we look back, and if we have our mothers with us, then we can thank them for all that they do and all that they are and what they give to us. But I wonder who you think are the most famous of mothers. Well, I suppose at the popular level, this last year has brought us new mother, the Duchess of Cambridge, and her baby son, Prince George. A recent article suggested mothers of note, with a top five that included the scientist Marie Curie, who not only won a Nobel Prize herself, but brought up a daughter, Irene, who won one as well. Well, surely one of the most famous mothers in history was Mary, whose words we read this morning from Luke chapter 1. Mary had a unique role to be the one who carried and gave birth and then cared for Jesus, the Son of God. Now, there were certain things about Mary which are true of the best of mothers. First of all, we can consider her service. When the angel Gabriel told Mary that she was expecting a baby who will be called the Son of the Most High, Mary replied, "I am the servant of the Lord." And then when she sang her song of praise that we read this morning, Mary said about herself, "The Lord has looked on the humble estate of his servant." Now, Mary had many things to do as Jesus' mother. They were not always easy things by any means. She had the challenge of what people thought of her at first, given the fact that she wasn't married. She had the difficulty of having to give birth away from a home in a cave or outbuilding. She had all the struggles and joys of serving her child and later her other children, like other mothers do. Now, being a servant is so often about putting others before yourself, keeping going when you would like a break, having the needs of your child always in your thoughts. Now, given all that he's done for their children, being a mother is very much about being a servant, as Mary was a servant. Last week in The Independent, there was an article asking, if being a mother was a paid job, what would she deserve per year? Well, I wonder what you think. The paper outlined that for the first 4 to 5 years of a child's life, a mother with, say, two children works 7 days a week, has no holiday time, paid or otherwise, and spends 112 hours a week caring for their child. Apparently, the average mum spends 69 minutes per day cleaning, deals with 125 loads of children's washing a year. She spends 3 hours a week shopping for the family, 9 hours a week chauffeuring kids to and from school, clubs and to see friends, 56 days a year on average during which children are ill and caring for them, and nearly 4 hours a week counselling their children over issues such as lost favourite toys, broken friendships, and serious issues like bullying. Well, the author calculated that if you had to employ people to do all of these tasks, it would involve paying out £100,000 a year. Well, of course, as Mary's service reminds us, mothers serve their children without monetary payment. They serve out of love. Well, as we see the account of Mary in Luke's Gospel, we also see her sense. One of the things that mothers have to be is full of common sense. It takes some thought to be able to put plans into practice, to make arrangements for children, to be able to help solve disputes like when your child falls out with another. Well, just after Jesus was born, Mary heard what the shepherds on the hillside had heard from the angels. They told her about who her baby really was and what he was going to be and do. Others who heard wondered at what they were told. But Luke tells us, chapter 2, verse 19, that Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Mary thought carefully about all that was happening, and she stored up the truth about her son to help her in the future. Of course, many mothers do the same, wanting the best for their children, holding on to memories that can sustain them in difficulties, applying thought and sense to everyday situations. But we also see in Luke's account, as he mentions Mary, something of her sorrow. That is surely true, that the deepest problems and worries that mothers have are about their children. It's only natural that a mother bears her children's burdens, wanting to help and to support them. And often there are many joys involved, of course, in being a mother, but sometimes there are also sadnesses. Now, when Mary and Joseph had the special Thanksgiving service for Jesus when he was a small baby, an old member of the temple congregation in Jerusalem called Simeon had a message from God for Mary. He said, Luke chapter 2, verse 34, that her baby was appointed for the fall and rising of many, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also. Of course, Mary was to have many sorrows in her life as she saw people rejecting her son. And in many ways, Mary's life for the next 30-odd years was to be in the shadow of Jesus' death, the shadow of the cross. So there was Mary's sorrow, but also there was Mary's Saviour. Mary was a very special lady, but contrary to what some have said about her, she wasn't a perfect person. Mary would have made mistakes at times and didn't always get things right. She certainly realised that herself because of what she says in her song that we read from Luke chapter 1, the so-called Magnificat that we sing at evening prayer, called the Magnificat because of the first word in the Latin version, magnifies. Now Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour." Verse 46. See, Mary knew that she needed God to save her, to rescue her from her failings. Now, mothers are wonderful, and we celebrate them, especially today. But all mothers, indeed all of us, know deep down that we sometimes get it wrong. Sometimes a day like Mothering Sunday reminds us of mistakes that we've made. But all of us, whoever we are, need God to rescue us. We all naturally turn away from God, and that leaves us in great need of forgiveness, so that we can be brought back to Him now and forever. Now, Mary was the mother of the one who said when he had grown up that he had come, Luke chapter 19, verse 10, to seek and to save the lost. Jesus came to draw to God through his death on the cross those who know that they need God's forgiveness. He came to be their Saviour. It's right and good to ask as we encounter Mary's words this morning whether we are recognising that need ourselves. If someone as special as Mary needed a Saviour, surely we can recognise that we do too. Indeed, as we do recognise, as we share bread and wine and remember Jesus who died in our place for our sins on the cross. We began on this Mothering Sunday with some famous mothers, and Mary is surely one of the most famous mothers of all time. She is an example of the service that mothers give. She also had great sense, as mothers often do. Yet she knew sorrow as a mother because she lived in the shadow of the cross of Jesus. And she knew that that sorrow pointed to something wonderful. She needed a saviour, a rescuer, like we all do. And that in fact God had provided a saviour who can bring us forgiveness and restore us to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again we thank you for our mothers and what they have meant to us. And we thank you for Mary, the mother of Jesus. We thank you for the way that she points us most clearly to her son. to your Son, the one who died and rose again for us. Help us, we pray, to recognise our need of him as Saviour. And we ask for his sake. Amen.